Yom HaKippurim represents our own personal embarking on a journey in which we ask ourselves, perhaps for the entire month of Elul, certainly for the last 10 days, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we begin to ask ourselves the personal questions of why, what, how, and we begin this holiest of days very perplexingly, by which we make the statement as we bring the Torah out in preparation of Kol Nidrei, Or Zaruha La'Tzadik U'Li'Yishrei Lev Simcha, the great light that is planted and prepared for the Tzadik, the righteous person. Why do we begin this holiest of days with this particular statement? What exactly is the meaning? And I think it is quite revealing, not only with regards to Yom HaKippurim, but particularly this year, as Yom HaKippurim falls out on the other holiest day that we have in the Jewish calendar that we are blessed to confront on a weekly basis, the day of Shabbat Kodesh. The Gemara in Brachot on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says, HaOlam Haba Ein bo achila velo shtia velo masa umatan ela tzadikim yoshvim va'atarotehem beroshehem v'ne'anim u'ne'anim miziv ha'shchina. The world to come, obviously a person can no longer indulge in eating and drinking. He can no longer conduct business. The only thing there is left to do in Olam Haba is to witness tzadikim, righteous people, sitting with crowns on their heads and enjoying and embellishing in the Ziva Shechina, the light, the glory, the presence of the Shechina, the Divine HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Or HaTzadikim, this light of the righteous, connects to Olam Haba. It transcends this world. As a matter of fact, Rashi brings down, based on the Medrash, in Bereshit, Vayehi Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after creating the light, decided to take this Or HaGanuz, this hidden light, and to conceal the light for the sake of Tzadikim Be'olam Haba, for the sake of the righteous to benefit from it in the world to come. And therefore, let us understand, Rabotai, that this light, this Or LaTzadikim, is outside the parameters of this world. But we as human beings, as Jewish people, we'd like to partake from this light. We'd like to enjoy it. We'd like to benefit from it, even when we are in this physical world. How exactly can we accomplish that, what would seem far-reached feat? The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet says, Shiva Dvorim Kadmo Le'olam. Seven concepts were created prior to the creation of this world, and one of them is tshuva, repentance. One tenet and glimpse to transcend this world is tshuva. If tshuva was created prior to the creation of this physical world, then if we immerse ourselves in tshuva, if we appreciate tshuva, if we taste what it means to repent in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the closest a Jew can get in this world to transcending the physical and to appreciating and enveloping oneself with the spiritual. Yom HaKippurim, the day of tshuva, is the closest that man can get to the Or HaGanuz, to this hidden light, the Or Zahua LaTzadik U'Yishrei Lev Simcha. Tshuva is the key. It is the conduit that allows us to get that close, that allows us to catch a glimpse of what it means to be above this world. The Medrash says, Kasher Shama Adam Harishon, Shekayin Asa Tshuva V'Nislachlo. When Adam heard that his son Cain had done tshuva for slaying his brother in cold blood, and that he was forgiven, Hitchil Adam Harishon Mitapeach Al Panav Ve'amar Kachi Kocha Shel Tshuva. Adam yelled, "This is the power of tshuva." Ve'amod, and he stood up. Ve'amar, and he proclaimed, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. At that point, he composed the great poem, the great psalm that we read every Friday night. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. Let us sing in glory for the day of Shabbat. Shabbat is called Me'ein Olam Haba, a taste, a piece of the world to come. And Yom HaKippurim, which represents tshuva, which gives us that glimpse of Olam Haba, which gives us the small look of what would appear to be the Or HaGanuz, the Or HaTzadikim. How appropriate it is, how awesome the day is when Yom HaKippurim coincides with the day of Shabbat. Yom HaKippurim has two components in which we can dispense of the material trappings that we have in this world. And therefore, on this day we begin, on the day of Yom Kippurim and of Shabbat, or Zaruah Latzadik, we repossess the light of the Tzadik, of the Righteous One. And to fully appreciate what that means, it follows that in Kol Nidre, the prayer by which we rescind and we annul the vows as a people that we might have taken falsely during the year. Why? What exactly does it mean to annul one's vow? And the reason why is because we do what we can. We enjoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we join his efforts, and a neder, a shavua, an oath, a vow. When we annul it, what we are saying is, all in the past should never have happened. The vow, the oath, should never have existed. And when I annul it, I am not annulling it from now, but rather I'm annulling it in retrospect. It should never have taken place. It was an error. It should never have existed in this world. This night of Yom HaKippurim, we have the power to rectify the past. We have the power to transcend time, to get a glimpse of light, which travels so fast we cannot even fathom how it possibly works. This day we can annul the vow and go backwards and enter a zone and a realm of the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light of the righteous. The Inuyim, therefore, those physical deeds that we normally indulge in, that we refrain from, that we abstain from on Yom HaKippurim, it's a statement of priority. We refrain from eating, we abstain from drinking, we refrain from washing, we do not rub oils on ourselves, we do not involve ourselves whatsoever in what the physical world has to offer us. And what we are saying, Rabotai, when we do that, is that we as Jewish people have a priority. We are beyond the hedonistic hounds that exist in this world. We are beyond the physical pleasures that we can have, and that we sometimes do, even in the wrong way. And nonetheless, what appeals to us is to be able to put them aside and to arrive at a greater and a higher level of Or Zaruah LaTzadik. First, it might sound strange to us, but it is not. It is a statement by which we are able to give up and to transcend the here and now. We can free ourselves of masau matan, of money. We can free ourselves of all shtiya and achila, eating and drinking. And we can actually say that we can be part of tzadikim yoshvim v'atarotayim b'rosheyim v'nenim miziv ha-shchina. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let us just have a taste on this day of what it means to be righteous, of what it means to involve and immerse oneself in this great light. Story that I heard recently about a Jewish fellow, who passed on, and he left in his will instructions to his sons. He said, "I only want one thing," he said to them. "I want you to bury me with my socks." And then he said, "And in 30 days, my second request is that in 30 days you should open the envelope that's in the will." Well, sure enough, the children didn't know what to do. Obviously, they knew that halachically one cannot bury someone with their clothing, only otherwise, other than the tachrichin, the special clothing that are made for the mate. Shelo aleinu, we should know from this. But sure enough, certainly one cannot bury someone in their socks. So they didn't know what to do. At the same time, they wanted to respect their father. They wanted to fulfill his wishes. So they went to the rabbi, and of course the rabbi paskin, you cannot bury him in his socks. I'm sure that your father wasn't cognizant of what he was doing at the time. He was probably, he realized that it was approaching his demise, and therefore he wasn't halachically sound. He didn't realize what was going on. So he probably gave you the wrong instructions. Ignore what he has to say, and we bury him halachically in the proper way. Sure enough, they buried him without his socks. And 30 days later, they opened the envelope that he requested them to open at that time. And in the envelope, there's a letter from their father. And the father says there in the letter, "You see, my children, when a person passes on from this world, I imagine that by this time you did not listen to my instructions. You didn't bury me in my socks because you knew that it's halachically improper. But what I want you to understand and what I want you to learn from this is that when a person passes on from this world, he can't even take his socks with him." Yom Kippur reminds us that all the money and all the comfort that we have in this world, in the end, we can't even take with us a pair of socks. A Jew has to long for the Olam HaEmet, the world of truth, the world of tzidkut, of righteousness, the world of chasidut. The inuyim, which are the afflictions by which we abstain from those physical pleasures. Inuyim not only means suffering or affliction, but inuyim can also come from the word iyun. Iyun means depth. To learn, to understand in depth, to analyze with a certain amount of understanding and introspect. And that is precisely what Yom HaKippurim is about. It is a day when we can glimpse and enthrall and surround ourselves with the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light, because we are willing to expose ourselves for what we are. Because we are willing to admit that our pursuits in life should not be ones that are bound to the here and now and to this world, but rather our pursuits should be ones that transcend time, that allow us to develop a rapport and a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to embrace the Torah and mitzvot. Yihi ratzon, should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our will, of course, which has to precede it, to follow the ways of the Torah and mitzvot, to embrace the opportunity that is given us in recognizing and appreciating the fundamental and the principle of tshuva. And as a result of that, all of us should be zoche to be able to proclaim comfortably as one, or zaruah la tzadik ul yishrei lev simcha, chativa, וחתימה טובה.